This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
All right, kia ora. I'm recording now, which means that all of this will be able to be viewed and listened to later, and then we will realise how far short of our expectations we've fallen. Chris is here with us. Hello, Chris.
Speaking of low expectations, I'm very glad to be here. I hope I'm meeting them thus far.
I can't relate to you unless you've got a banner behind you.
I know. I lost it for a bit. But
did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. Just found it the other day. So any time I think I could be behind a camera, I'll make sure to bring it in just so I can have it behind me.
By the way, I was not noticing if the camera moved to look at you.
I don't think it has.
Right. So basically, it's all running off the wide shot.
Yep.
Yes.
And nothing on here.
Is this monitor supposed to be working as well?
No, it isn't even connected.
Ah, okay.
Have you got blue lights on this side?
No. Yeah, we've got blue lights there.
On that side. Yeah, I'm just noticing that one had blue lights.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the first thing. Who with a memory and a brain can remember to ask Toby about that?
We can.
I can't, but I've got a pen and a paper, which is I find is just as good.
Okay, so camera, it's the main camera. I don't know whether he calls it one or two, but the main camera is not working. That's the one that...
Yeah, we're supposed to switch.
Not switching to main camera.
I call it mid-shot, and I call that wide shot, but the last time I used that technology, Toby said... What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Should I just go on a little bit of a ramble just to give it its best chance?
Yep.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, I actually don't know any stories off by heart. That's the extent of it.
So tell us, where are you going on your honeymoon?
Ah, yes. I am going to America for food. That's right. Austin for food. Las Vegas for food. New York for food.
Austin is barbecue, right?
Yes, nice. Very good barbecue. They take it very seriously. They're there all day, and it's apparently just melts and is very nice.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hope. I don't think this camera's going to change.
No, it's not. It's not changing.
What do you reckon, Michael?
He's texting Toby right now. So after North America, you are going to Europe.
Europe. So New York, direct to Edinburgh.
Cool.
There's a thing called Tattoo. A big event where they have a million bagpipes at once. Well, I don't know if there's that many bagpipes, but it's that kind of thing at Edinburgh Castle, fireworks and everything.
Is that where you got family from?
Like just below, where in Northern England is a bunch of parkies. That's where we like to keep them. You can't have too many parkies at once. It's dangerous. Not much else happens in Wigan, unfortunately. But we might do a little day trip to Liverpool. And there's a nice little Beatles museum and a really good cheese toasty van, I remember.
Wow.
So once again.
So you have been there?
To Wigan and Liverpool, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it goes to show it really is all about food because that's all I remember.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some kind of rugby museum in Wigan.
Rugby?
We're going to big on rugby.
Rugby league.
Rugby league.
Yes, absolutely. They their football and their rugby are very serious about that. So, last time I was over there, I caught both games, and they were both absolutely shockingly terrible.
I can imagine.
Yeah. They had been winning every game, Wigan Warriors, the rugby league team. And they managed to lose 8-0, which is a very low score in rugby league.
It is. It's also a strange score. How do you get to 8? League is different.
Yeah, two unconverted tries.
Right. I'm beginning to think there's not much point us persevering.
No. Yeah, let's stop.
All right, so I have to lean right over there.